truth.
Medical Center, Eyring Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blindness. Red blindness.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Back hold.
Stand.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the fourth day of January. It is 2024. The prep tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. We have patient waiting green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I refer to as a man with his brain on fire, the author of, 24 books, 25, we're not quite sure. And he has a lot of websites. We give a few websites out to get people started with his work. And I don't have that. Well, here's that list right here. The main one, the most recent one, is the following one. That's warandwethepeople.net. This is the most recent one, warandwethepeople.net. Next one I like to listen to while I'm doing some work, great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionandnews.com. Next, a place I like to do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, John. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, sir. We're into 2024. We have a national election that's supposed to take place the first Tuesday in November, about 11 months away. And it's going to be an exciting year, isn't it, sir?
Well, gee whiz, I think, yes, it is. It's interesting to live in the end times and to see what's unfolding now. And to hold it in the context that opportunity is really what the Creator wants for us, is to make choices consistent with our truth, the wisdom of the ages, which we've been basically missing now. The whole concept of what's befalling humanity now is degenerative. Everything from the music, the lyrics, to politics has been degenerative. And so it really comes down to these end times where we have to make choices that are consistent with our highest good and informed consent. And with censorship, with the media, the manipulations of human mind through cognitive warfare, through all of these tragedies that we're witnessing unfolding, particularly now in the United States at the southern border, changing the complexion of the United States of America. In fact, in my opinion, destroying what has been great about this nation. I think it's a very, very interesting time in which we're living. And I think this year is going to be very critical. You and I have talked about in the past how it seems like we're frogs in boiling water and they've turned up the heat over the years. And now it's kind of like everything is really rapidly boiling. And you know, we can't jump out of the pot. We've got to witness what's going on here and make smart choices about it. So it's interesting, very interesting time.
Well, Doctor, you've attended Harvard. You have I'm not sure what degree or training you had there, but Harvard University has been in the news a lot the last couple of weeks. A billionaire donor, Bill Ackman. Do you happen to know Bill Ackman by any chance?
No, I don't, but I did attend Harvard School of Public Health after my doctorate. So I'm postdoctoral, master's in public health from Harvard. My area of special focus because, you know, essentially, you know me, I'm a humanitarian, John. I've dedicated my life to trying to serve the Creator and the Creator's people. And my specialty was in education, media, persuasion. How can we and I've published scientific articles in the field, including two articles in the American Journal of School Health, of how can we take youth and educate them with the core basic fundamentals that would cause them to become self-motivated and self-inspired, you know, creator-inspired, spiritually inspired to become all that they could be, you know, successful, oriented, productive in life, fulfilling their passions and their goals. That's what's called the self-care motivation model for healthy human development. That's what the name of it is. It's, you can look it up in the scientific literature, the self-care motivation model for healthy human development by Horowitz. And I had a team of people at Harvard that I led in this field. And it's all about right now not attending to those simple lessons. It's not about educating people to become self-motivated, self-reinforcing agents for their own healthier, happier, more successful human development. No, it's the opposite. It's satanic. It's evil. It's degenerative. It's criminal. It's actually psychopathic, where we're educating people into ignorance. Just look at the lyrics of music. You know, on New Year's Eve, I watched the ball fall like most people sitting home. You know, we witnessed a rap artist from the past, an elder rap artist. I couldn't understand one word the guys were saying, not one word.
Right.
And if that's language, if that's communication, and what is it causing? Degeneration and violence and antisocial behavior. And the messaging is anti-police, it's anti-society, it's anti-white. You have the strife between gays and non-gays, blacks versus whites, Jews versus Gentiles, Christians versus Muslim. You have divided the sheeple and really caused this slaughter that's taking place today that we call civility and civilization. And then all of that you have to hold in a greater context of what is this? What's going on? Where is this going? What's the purpose of this? Who's it serving? And it's really satanic. It's evil, and it's serving the global elite that have financed these degenerative industries and communications. So we've been persuaded to become idiots, and that's what we're witnessing, a degeneration of civility, of culture. Again, the word itself is interesting, culture.
Right.
What has our culture become? It used to be very, very beautiful, patriotic, you know, very sweet, very kind, very loving messages, simple messages. You know, but I go back to the music of the 50s and 60s even, early 60s, and you have themes of love. You have themes of you know, what it's like to fall in love and be engaged in challenges in loving relationships. Today, what have you got for even lyrics and the music? You know, you go from European cultural music, you know, the finest, beautiful music that was produced in the classical era, to today's monotonous. And that's what it is. It's AI, artificial intelligence, big tech manipulation of beats and tones and measures and these loops that have us really degenerative in our hearts, mostly, as well as our minds, because, you know, the pace as well as the pitch being, as I've mentioned earlier on previous shows, it's a 7-4-1 tuning. It's A440 standard tuning that the Rockefellers imposed after 10 years of acoustic weaponry research and development. For goodness sake, what we're witnessing and experiencing is war within our own bodies from the beats and the measures, and then in our minds from the lyrics that are degenerative. So what do we expect from society? So that was my Harvard. My Harvard training was the opposite of that.
Well, Doctor, up until fairly recently, a degree from Harvard was looked at as highly coveted, well-respected you know, all over the world, quite frankly. Now we're looking at I think most companies would look at a Harvard graduate with not the same status that they used to. This woman, Claudine Gay, she's resigned, but she's still on the staff, making three times the salary of the President of the United States, $900,000 a year, to do what? I don't know. I think most junior colleges would fire a person who had plagiarized their papers to get their degree, but she maintains her status on the faculty. Is something wrong and broken with that, sir?
It's disgusting. It's despicable. It is outrageous, and it really violates the faith and trust that I put into going to Harvard, getting the degree. But frankly, when I was there, and that was a long time ago, John, I graduated Harvard 1982,
right.
And it was already where I saw my eyes were open to the politics of indoctrination, not education. And because of my field in health and health science and healthcare motivation and self-care motivational psychology and media persuasion for educating, persuading people to just take good care of themselves with a holistic model. The holistic model that included God. You know, here we are. What hypocrisy. You know, I'm at Harvard. I'm learning from the top people in the field. Larry Green, who was the director of health education and welfare at the time, was my mentor there, really. You know, I had Alfred McAllister, who was my department chairman, who was the principal author on the Surgeon General's report to the nation on cigarettes and the toxicity and carcinogenicity of cigarette smoke. These were my people who I was learning from. And what I was disgusted with already back in 1982, the hypocrisy of "In God We Trust" and "One Nation Under God," and you can't bring God into the whole concept of health and health care and self-care when a holistic model, it requires us to realize that we're spiritual beings. What's spirit? Energy. What's energy? Frequency. Frequency therapeutics is a whole field that I've helped to pioneer as a result of really the challenges facing us with this pharmaceutical poisoning and the manipulation of the capture. You see, it's regulatory capture where we have the Food and Drug Advocates, the FDA, and the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, being in bed with Big Pharma, so that what we're witnessing on television is nothing but cognitive warfare and social engineering telling us, pop this magic pill for whatever disease that the vaccines mostly induced, and we're gonna normalize now all these other different diseases. And you're going to, you know, think about, okay, normalizing cancer and heart disease and arthritic conditions. You're going to normalize that, but you'll be taking pills. I mean, that's insane, John.
Right. It is. Well, Doctor, I don't know if I ever mentioned the following book, but you may want it in your library. It's a free download at my website. And I mentioned this maybe a couple of times a year. Here's the title, Matrix 3, Volume 1. The subtitle is The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. 918 pages. The author is Valdemar Valerian. And it's a great reference book. And the reason it's 900 plus pages is they don't necessarily give footnotes to outside resources and original source material. They actually reproduce the original source material throughout the book. Despite being published in 1994, the concepts have not changed. The technology may have advanced, obviously, but the basic concepts haven't changed, Doctor.
Yeah, and it sounds like a wonderful read, John. And, you know, I subscribe to all of those cofactors. You know, again, when we're talking about, and your theme today is fitness and basically self-care, exercising and being fit for the new year, particularly, is very important, obviously, especially for yours truly, now going to be turning 72 soon. These are critical matters that it's above all important because, again, if you lose your health, you lose everything. You become dependent on society.
That's right.
And that's where the degeneration is going, isn't it? You take
Absolutely.
A look at the 10 million or so people, the immigrants crossing the border, and you realize these people are going to need food, water, air, shelter. They're going to be competing with us at a time when you have robotics and artificial intelligence taking over the various industries where we need less people. So, again, who's planning this and what is this about? It's not reasonable.
Well, let me help you out here. I know who's planning it. An independent journalist, Michael Young, was interviewed recently, and he gave firsthand accounts of the head of DHS, Mr. Mayorkas, going to the Darien Gap and providing instructions and direction to the men and women working there, using American taxpayer dollars to help these illegal aliens to move north to the United States. So that's the answer to your question, sir.
Yeah, yes, and add to that the plagues that are coming in and the crime that's coming in. I mean, think about the fact that, you know, we the people have to undergo mandatory vaccinations that they misname as immunizations, whereas the millions of people coming through the border with God knows what illnesses and God knows what drugs, what is that imposing upon our society? So it's obviously a satanic degenerative agenda that we are imposed upon, that's imposed upon us in this thing that they call free elections. You know, what kind of free elections do we have? And I know you and I differ a bit. I know that you're a fan of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, I see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as controlled opposition. So even Robert F. Kennedy third party politics is a potential manipulation of the mind and the voting and the votes. You know, so again, there's no freedom in, you know, the United States in terms of voting. And then on top of that, put on your ballots, put your mail-in ballots, which are completely manipulated, and put on top of that the artificial intelligence and the computerization and manipulations of the votes that way. And what have we got? You've got satanic slavery. And we've got all of these things in this new year where we're claiming to be intelligent human beings, making informed choices. We've got to come out of this. Now, that's exactly what Jesus said preached, isn't it?
Come out of her,
my people. Yes, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, and plagues. That's what we're witnessing. It's time to come out of that and move into something more sane with reasonable people, really independent, scholarly people, not basically enslaved to the system politically and the politics through campaign financing. You know, we need these reforms in order to sustain civility for our children and our children's children.
Absolutely. Well, what's going on at the southern border has got to the point of a true crisis, no doubt whatsoever. We even have the liberal Democratic governor of Arizona trying to protect the border down there. She's been given no choice. The word invasion I thought was improper up till recently, but given the numbers and what's happening, who's coming in, I think I have no alternative myself except to refer to it as an invasion. That's the correct and proper use of the word, isn't it?
I think it is, John. But, you know, again, you know, some of us, by the grace of God, have the intelligence to foresee, you know, prophetically what's going to happen and what's taking place. And I've been gifted with some of that myself. And I saw it as an invasion from the get-go. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. Unless you're, you know, the major movers and shakers of globalization and you want to eliminate the independence and godliness of the United States of America and change its complexion completely. And that's what they've done. The invasion, it's sedition. You know, Trump, it's ridiculous that you're keeping Trump off of the primary ballots when, in fact, you should be doing that with Biden under the sedition clause of American law. It's a seditious crime that's taking place. It's not treasonous because you're not necessarily dealing with a recognized enemy. It would be treasonous if we found for certain that Biden was undermining the United States through his business dealings with the Chinese, and China was recognized not simply as a trading partner or competitor, but as an enemy involved in World War III. Then what Biden has been doing in trading with the enemy is treasonous.
Absolutely. But hold on, doctor. We got a break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, it creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Get a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, other pain got you down? Check out the Energy Cleaner, same thing. If you heard the first hour, we heard Deputy Hendricks mention how he went on vacation, left his Energy Cleaner behind. By the third day, he really regretted leaving the Energy Cleaner behind. The Energy Cleaner is for sale at my website, along with the mattress pads. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, my toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, you want to get started with his work, just go to the following website, the most recent one. That would be warandwethepeople.net. Doctor, how close is your new book to being published, sir?
Oh, it's in print. It's actually in press right now for coming out in print. I'm hoping that within 2 weeks we'll see it up on Amazon Kindle.
All right. Well, that's great. And do you have the final title or still a working title?
The final title is still there. It's Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. And its subtitle is Artificial Intelligence, Robotics, and Transhumanization of Civilization, Threatening Extinction.
All right. Well, AI, there's a lot of things AI can do that human beings can do also. But the AI cannot take the place of welders, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, concrete workers, mechanics, the skills that really keep the country working. AI can't do those things, can it?
Well, to some extent, like the robotics can help, but I agree. The trades are obviously most important, and it'll be difficult. But the issue that I'm really concerned mostly about is the manipulation of the general consciousness, because that's where the artificial intelligence is going. And the main issue is that you can't ever have an artificial intelligent robot engage in a relationship with God. There's no spirit, there's no soul. So the fundamental issue that I address in the book that nobody has really addressed is the spirituality issue. Is what's the fundamental relationship between the creator and God that is not possible with artificial intelligence and robotics? And this whole concept of transhumanizing people, well, again, all of these technologies are in competition with human beings. So, again, you've got survival of the fittest and evolution of the species conflicting with all these, or at least intertwining with all of these themes. And that's what the book covers. It's really an extremely important book, particularly for decision makers, legislators, who've got to regulate these types of advancements so that we don't fall victim to the globalists and the banksters that are financing big tech and big pharma, because it's all one. You know, big military is big tech, is big pharma, is big banking. And so we're really witnessing this whole movement towards the, quote, post-human era. Well, I don't know. I like children. I like God. I like people being engaged in some level of civility and joy and appreciation and love for God and each other. You know, well, that's missing, you see, because you're missing the soul. You're missing what a soul is. You're missing the spirit of a human being. And the highest level of consciousness deals with the spiritual connection to one's soul, the evolution of the soul, evolution of the spirit. Again, it's where we were talking about in the opening segment, learning the lessons we need to learn in order to make 2024 a good year. We've got to basically come out of the insanity and hypocrisy and go move towards, beauty and sanity and righteousness. And, you know, when we've had discussions in the past about what righteousness is, right standingness in that Holy Spirit power of love flow that is available to us, well, the artificial intelligent robots can't experience that. They will never experience that.
No, they can't. Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. That's a given. There's been lots of discussion about AI becoming sentient and becoming self-aware. I don't think that can happen. What do you think, Doctor?
I think that it can simulate that. So you'll have pseudo-consciousness. You'll have that in what is called the superior general intelligence that's advancing. And again, don't forget what we're reading about and learning, even from the advanced science that's being published. There's so much censorship. I just recently did an article. It's up on medicalveritas.org dealing with trolls and trolling and the connection to the most advanced publishers and controllers of the world of science. So it's a very fascinating article. It's a chilling article. I had a scientific publication that's addressed in there, in this article, censored recently. And again, the control over this level of advancement in the world of science dealing with consciousness and the superior general intelligence of robots and artificial intelligence, that this is very, very chilling to realize the competition against human beings that it's waging. You know, I don't know if you saw it the other day. It was about a week ago on Newsmax, where the two...
Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We'll be right
sure.
back.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the fourth day of January. We have on hold my friend Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a about an 8-minute drive away. A high-end bed and breakfast that could become your next home or could continue as a bed and breakfast. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Tell me, I know you have clientele for the bed and breakfast that are from different countries. Can you list several countries off the top of your head, please?
India and several of the European countries, England and Italy and Spain. And then, of course, we've had our China guests. And that's about all I can think of. Canada.
Oh, that's fine. These are men and women who could vacation on the French Riviera or Hawaii or the Swiss Alps. They can vacation any place they want. And they chose our neighborhood. As the old saying goes, some people go on vacation, other people live there. And we live here, don't we?
We do. Take a lot of it for granted.
Absolutely. The men and women who grow up here, they take for granted these beautiful rolling hills, our forests, our creeks, our rivers and lakes and so forth. But people from Italy and Japan and so forth, they know how special it is, and that's why they come here, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, you can't get the peace and quiet and the wildlife and just nature in general and anywhere like you do here.
Now, this home was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. I keep encouraging Dr. Horowitz, but he has a beautiful home in Florida. I don't think he's about to abandon it. But we don't have hurricanes here, do we?
No.
I hear Dr. Horowitz laughing in the background.
Four true seasons.
No hurricanes. Seasons. And four real seasons. And ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful home, we have more than 30 photographs at thelibertyman.com, my website. You like what you see, contact me. We'll get some videos. And if you want to go a step further, I'll put you in personal touch with Linda. Her and her husband would be glad to show you the place when it's not being occupied by visitors from Spain or Italy or someplace, and get this whole thing going. Right, Linda?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I know there's just perfect people out there for this lovely house.
There is. We love to have them as neighbors. Linda, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Well, Doctor, we don't have hurricanes in my neighborhood. That might be a way I can get you up here. What do you think, sir?
Oh, John, I would love to do it. Actually, you know, I've had a number of extremely interesting things happen with regard to my Hawaii litigation. So there's a good possibility. I can't say when, but now at least I'm prayerful and have a little bit of hope that we'll see a major windfall of money due because of the damage that has been inflicted upon me and my estate in Hawaii for the past 20 years. The court has come around in my favor suddenly.
Really?
And so if I get a windfall, you bet I'm going to come, give you a big hug, and we'll buy this place together, and we'll make it something extraordinary, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's enough room for four families to live there, not feel too bunched up with a 30-foot ceiling in the great room. But we'll track that. What an odyssey. What a marathon. 20 years plus that you've been dealing with these legal goings-on in Hawaii, sir.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The judge has finally grasped for several different reasons. I mentioned some of them a couple of weeks ago on the show. But basically, in 2014, one of my 20 counterclaims to my judicial foreclosure, you see, I was forged, my mortgage and notes and all paperwork was forged by a CIA operative and FBI informant named Paul J. Sulla Jr. So the court had been supporting Mr. Sulla for years. 2014, I filed a number 20 counterclaim of RICO, racketeering.
Right.
And finally, very recently, a few weeks ago, actually, the judge actually had realized that she had been defrauded when the FBI indicted Mr. Sulla, not on my property, but on a nearby property that is owned by Burisma, the Biden organization in the Ukraine. Their owner's major competitor is the Grigorian brothers, whose property was stolen by the same man using the same techniques. And in fact, the conversion of their property went into the same sham shell corporations that my property was moved through. So in my efforts to contact the FBI and get them to include and join my case with theirs And then I filed a friend of the court notice on behalf of the United States of America with the federal judge that was overseeing the criminal case where Mr. Sullivan was indicted on 8 different counts, including wire fraud and money laundering. Well, the word got back to my judge somehow. I don't know how, but somebody probably picked up the phone and said, what the hell's going on with Horowitz's case in your court?
Right, right.
And suddenly now, this is a few weeks ago, the judge goes back to my 2014 RICO counterclaim, realizes that she's been defrauded all these years, like everybody else, and she wants me to file a RICO. So that's a RICO supplemental filing, which is very tedious. It's the most difficult of all claims to win in a court. 1 in 1,000 such cases, RICO claims, are ever prosecuted, and very rarely are they effective. But I'm currently under invitation by the court that is ruling in my favor because Mr. Sulla just filed in the court a completely bogus excuse for his behavior, his criminal activity, and the judge saw right through it for the first time. And so she slammed him, and she basically is awaiting my filing for the RICO, which will expose his entire racketeering enterprise and how it's been operating all these years.
Well, Doctor, I had a real estate broker's license. I'm a criminal investigator for half a century. I bought as many as 10 homes personally in one day myself. The evidence that property changed hands would have to include a cashier's check changing hands. You know, every closing I ever did, at some point in the closing, a cashier's check is handed across the table. And there's no evidence that you ever received money for your property, is there, sir?
No. What the scam has involved is filing a series initially of quit claim deeds, and then Mr. Sulla also filing more recently, intertwined with the FBI's case and the Gregorian brothers, the Burisma Biden cartel in the Ukraine. Their main competitors were defrauded via the same technique where the warranty deeds are issued fraudulently, forged, and then property descriptions are altered, and that's what's placed into the warranty deed. And unfortunately, the county tax collectors and the title companies, they have to simply, or not the title companies, but the title registries, simply accept the filing of a lawyer because they assume, and in this case falsely, that this is legitimate. And so that's how they've conveyed my property through a series of sham entities, just like they did the Gregorian's property through a series of sham entities that were now actually on record as the same entities for both cases. So that's highly indicting, and it's very, very favorable. There's a high probability that I will not only regain the property, but tens of millions of dollars we're going to seek in remedies for the damages that have been done.
Absolutely. Well, that's marvelous that this has taken this turn. This has been a 20-year marathon for you, and you'll be on this to do the right thing to get it done properly, won't you, sir?
Well, I certainly will do my best, and I praise God for all the support and guidance. Honestly, this is one of those instances. John, I know that and I know that a lot of your listeners, your wonderful listeners on RBN, know that God works in such mysterious ways, and where righteousness is being called forth, suddenly, miraculously, a turn of events will happen where suddenly you look like you're in a new position regarding these challenges.
Right.
And that's what's happened consistently over and over again for the past 20 years. It's like where you think you can't have any more benefit. There's no more avenues to turn to. Suddenly, miraculously, a whole new path opens up, and gee whiz, here we are again. And so that's the way it's been over 20 years now. And I see God's hand in this. I see God's hand in administering righteousness. And I believe if you think about where we're at as civilization today with the evil that we talked about in the opening segment, righteousness, justice must be administered because that's the law of the universe. That's like in the religious context, it's judgment. It's final judgment, and it's divine. In the theological sense, it's karma. You can't escape karma. You can't escape the way that the universe operates in balance. And where there's imbalance, which is injustice, you have to have some remedy for that that's being administered from the highest level. And that's the Creator. And I see God's hand in moving this whole thing to justice. We will achieve justice one way or another, and I have faith now, particularly, I in the past, having lost the property and having been through this where I thought there was no more hope, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's just God's plan that I'm not supposed to be involved in that, and that there's, you know, basically it was a mistake of mine. But now I see, potentially at least, a huge divine hand in where everything's unfolding currently. And it's really remarkable. It's amazing to see.
It is. It's a fantastic development. Doctor, we had a caller and holder. We had John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, I have a health question. Is there a correlation between glucose intolerance and the amount of tooth decay you have?
Oh, that's an interesting question, John. Glucose intolerance and the amount of tooth decay. I can only speculate. I'd have to do some fairly sophisticated research to really put the links together. I'm sure there are links because when you're talking about glucose, you're talking about sucrose and you're talking about the main cariogenic sugars. And so if you're not tolerating glucose and it's having an impact, you know, the question is, what is your resident flora, the bacteria flora in your mouth? Is there a change in the flora? Is there a change that would cause either an adaptation to the glucose, or would it be the opposite? Would it cause increase? That's the main research question I'd have to go into. But it's an interesting question.
Will mitochondria, will the body burn fructose in the same way that it burns glucose to create Krebs cycles? I understand it will, but what does that do? The mitochondria are designed to use glucose. What does fructose do to them?
You know, that's another interesting question, and I have a different opinion. Years and years ago, when I was actually in dental school, I had one of my professors, his name was Abraham Nisel, and Nisel wrote the book on nutrition in dental health and oral health care, and he was a brilliant researcher and scholar, and he taught me, which is not considered today correct. Fructose is fruit sugar. And according to Nisel, it is much less cariogenic. It's marginally decay producing compared to glucose and sucrose. And so I'm still with the old school knowledge that you could eat fruit sugar all day long and it's not going to increase your tooth decay. And obviously not your gum disease either, although the bacteria that's causing gum disease are substantially different. But basically, again, it's acidification. The fundamental issue is acidification. So in the Krebs cycle that you're talking about, the breakdown of the sugars, how much is acid being formed in the body. And then from the holistic and natural medicine perspective, how damaging generally is acid. So the acid is what's necessary for all chronic diseases, cancers, arthritic conditions, all of the autoimmune diseases, everything. Your body becomes a breeding ground of bacteria that destroy your own self, your own tissues, when it is that you're dealing with acid, if your body system is too acidic. Now, that's the reason why many people engaged in natural medicine now are realizing alkalizing water and body alkalinity is vitally important. Now, that's an interesting question, too, it raises, because now it addresses your number one question. What is the relationship between the bacteria in your mouth, tooth decay, and glucose tolerance or intolerance? These are intertwined matters. They're chemical dynamics, but the fundamental issue is acid.
Here's our last break. John, thank you for your call. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, it's our first show of the year. I'm looking forward to most Thursdays, you being with me, your schedule allowing, and continuing to inform and educate people and promote your books, promote your work, and help as many people as we can. Right, Doctor?
That's the game plan, John. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be with you. Thank you so much for the invitation. I thank you so much, and also a wonderful venue that we have with RBN. I ask people to support RBN because it's really very unique. And what's interesting to me is that increasingly over the last couple years, suddenly now more mainstream or even independent outlets are kind of getting to where you and I have been for the past 4 years. It's like we're trendsetters. And I think this network is really doing a wonderful service to civilization and particularly American people. I know the broadcast goes on the internet and it's all over the world, but I really thank people at RBN for giving us this opportunity. And thank you, John, particularly. You're such a hero. You know, you're so well-informed. And I really give you a lot of credit for basically inviting me to be with you for the last 4 years.
Right. Well, this is our fourth year of broadcasting together. And just give everybody a heads up. You and I issued two warnings May 7th, 2020. It's an eight-minute clip at my website where we discussed two things. First of all, that a safe and effective vaccine cannot possibly be created in 9 months or less. Very true statement. Second statement that's proven to be true. The vaccines were already in refrigerators in the spring of 2020, waiting to be released. Also a true statement. So we've been issuing warnings for a long time. Those who paid heed, we may have saved their lives. Those who did not pay heed, well, they may pay their ultimate price, couldn't they?
That's right, John. That's exactly right. But we've given people the choice, haven't we?
We have, absolutely. Well, Doctor, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we hope your home is finished soon and that your new book is ready for release in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. I'll send you a copy. I know I sent you a draft. You got the draft that I sent you, right?
Right, right. Yeah, a hard copy would be better. I'll get it right that way.
I'll get one for you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a great week. Okay.
You too. God bless. Bye.
Top of the hour break. We're back with Brady. Stay tuned.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.